In preparation for Sochi, 19-year-old American figure skater Jason Brown took to the rink today. He was practicing in Monument, Colorado, spinning on the ice. Just as he did earlier this month in Boston. That's where he made the Olympic team with an epic free skate at the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. Brown excited the audience that night in Boston. Man, was he excited to talk to us.
Hi.
I asked him about that performance at Nationals that now has over 3 million views on YouTube.
Oh my gosh. I don't even, you know, I freak out when it gets 100 hits. I'm like, oh my God, it's like 100 people have watched it on YouTube. This is insane. And I think like my highest watched video like since before Nationals was 8,000 views. So the fact that it's at 3 million, I don't know how it happened. I'm like so blown away and so shocked beyond shocked. It's so surreal to me.
Now, one of the things it was easy to see for folks who want to go and look at this video is that you have infectious energy. And the commentators were talking about a couple things about your performance. One, your Riverdance footwork, right? Like, where does that come from? And were you a bit of a ham as a kid?
I was a devil child when growing up, and I had just tons and tons of energy, and like I was just like one of those kids that always was like nonstop. I'd be going from one place to the next place, and I don't know how my coach put up with me and how she, you know, was able to calm me down. But yeah, for the footwork now this year, my choreographer Roheen, it was all him, and he really took each like second of the footwork and made a move for each second. And we would work on that footwork for hours and hours every day.
And then the other thing people talk about is the fact that you don't cram your program full of jumps, that you don't include one of the more difficult moves like the quadruple jump. And do you have any worries about that going into this?
My main focus, as you know, I went into Nationals being like, all I can do is compete the programs that I've been training. I can't, you know, expect to go there and suddenly land a jump that I haven't really done before. So I really have that same mentality going into the Olympics, just staying focused, doing what I've been training to do. And wherever that puts me, if I'm able to go out there and do my best performances, then I'll be happy no matter where it puts me. And I couldn't ask to do anything more.
So is there any chance that you will try something like the quad jump in Sochi?
I am not going to be trying it there.
Now, your mom was one of the founding producers of the Arsenio Hall TV show. And I did wonder if she's taught you anything kind of about show business. It feels like you've got a real kind of knack for that when you're out on the ice.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I think she's just raised me very openly because of everything that she went through as a producer. And I think she put me in tons of different activities and she exposed me to tons of things as a kid. So I definitely think that was something that really helped me and really made me who I am today.
Oh, I can't believe I almost forgot to ask this. Your famous ponytail now has its own Twitter account.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Are you following this Twitter account? And is it capturing the personality?
I just started following the Twitter account and I couldn't stop laughing. I was laughing so hard reading some of the tweets that it or she or he wrote. I think it's just so funny, and I can't stop laughing over it.
Well, Jason Brown, best of luck at the Olympics. Thanks so much for taking time out of your training to talk with us.
Thank you. This was so much fun. Thank you.